Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TAM, and the floor is yours.
Last night was a total gut punch loss for the Orioles. You jump out to the 8-0 lead, and then you're outscored 12-0 in a 12-8 loss. And it had to be even worse if you were there, like one of my friends. So asking the
in
people, 410-583-1057.
He knew everybody else there.
What is the worst loss that you have ever seen in person? And two jumped out to me quickly. I was at game two of the 2014 ALCS, and granted, all four of those games.
I was at game one, and
repeated.
That wasn't fun.
Yeah, I was at one and two.
Lost in extra
innings.
One
is the blown save.
Yeah.
And then Bud Norris did not have it in that game two, but then the Orioles came back. And
the amazing thing about Bud Norris is that, in hindsight, that he ever did have it.
Yes.
That there was actually a period of time where he had it.
Well, he did, for a minute. He has the last win, right, in Orioles postseason history.
Yeah, it was
in Detroit. Yeah, in Detroit. But then they ended up blowing it in the ninth inning, gave up two runs there, and then one for the Ravens, where I remember it hits deeper when you're young and you're a kid. It was 2008 Ravens-Steelers game, and that was the game where Santonio Holmes had that catch right at the goal line falling in. Ben Roethlisberger extended that play. That eighth grade Tim was very upset with that loss there. Heck, one we were at recently was the buzzer beater against Michigan State. That was the first buzzer beater I've ever seen in person.
I got a couple. So 97 playoffs against the then Indians. Yeah. Messina throws a gem and they can't score any runs. I know Alomar gets thrown out of third. They try a bunt and they ran the wheel play, got him, and Benitez gives up the home run.
That one
stings. 2019 playoffs against the Titans.
Yeah, that
locker room was
bad.
A morgue afterwards.
And that was bad.
Yeah,
Bob.
And the AFC title game, obviously, against the Chiefs, because you're sitting there going, in real time, you're watching the game, and you're going, why aren't they trying to run the football? The Chiefs seem to be daring them to run the football. But those kind of stand out right now.
I was at two of those three that you mentioned. One as a fan and one in media as a media member. The thing that immediately jumped out to me when you put this in the rundown, though, was I was at the Brady
Falcons Patriots. Yeah,
like I mean that you talk about
28-3
comeback, whatever you want to call it, however you want to frame it.
Yeah.
And sitting there watching it with Disco Prisco, who, by the way, was like the biggest Matt Ryan guy in the world. So nobody was happier at halftime than Disco Prisco. Like, he's thinking, my boy's going to get in the Hall. This is going to help him get in the Hall of Fame. And we're like going back and forth. And then, like, to be able to razz him in the press box while this whole thing crumbled. And I'm not a big Kyle Shanahan guy. So watching him pee down his leg, that was something.
Belway Ben.
Yeah, I was at the Ravens-Bengals, 2017, when Boyd caught the touchdown pass. Freezing.
That's a good one.
And I was also at the Saints game the next year, 2018.
Missed
Justin
extra
Tucker.
Point.
Missed
extra
point. Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. Let's go out to the phones. Chef is in Baltimore. Chef, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's going on, Tim? How you doing?
What's up,
and
man?
Jason and
hey there,
and Jason and Ken. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, hey.
I want to say probably one of the worst losses was my cousin. We were undefeated going to Ravens games, and it was the Bengals. I think 2021 when they destroyed our secondary.
Oh yeah, Jamar Chase went nuts.
Jamar Chase, everybody was missing tackles.
Was that the bloodbath game?
That was bloodbath.
Yeah.
Yeah, when fans were leaving out like early at halftime. That
was that the
horrible.
One where like they threw like a bomb to Mixon or something? They were already up a million points and they were it's like let's get this guy
because they were getting revenge for the Ravens run all over.
Yeah. It was a bad home game. It was the first official loss, you know, I've seen in person with the Ravens. And can I just say it's like a tie. Close second was when we played Miami, I think it was 2023. We were up. Bateman had a great
time. Oh, yeah. That's a good call.
And then they came back and, they came back and won late in the fourth. So, yeah.
That's a good call. That was when they were leading.
Yeah. Marcus Peters yelling at Kyle Hamilton.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
No, that was rough. 410-583-1057. You can also text in, too.
I got one. Now, I don't remember a lot of the game because I was 8 years old, but I was at game 7 of the 79 World Series with my dad. They were up 3-1 in that series, and the Pirates came back and beat them. And I the only memory I have is being in the car crying on the way home because I'm 8 years old and the Orioles lost the World Series. But that was brutal.
Yeah, no, for sure. 410-583-1057 if you want to text in, and we'll get it in before the end of the show.
I feel like I was at a blast. Lost to the Cleveland Force in like the East. I think they still won the series, but I can remember. I'm pretty sure I have to go try to find it now. It blew like a 3-goal lead, I think, to the Cleveland Force.
Was that Stan Stamankovich? Mike Stankovic?
I think it was a little after. I think it was a little after Stamankovich.
Maybe
but
Paul
Stankovic
Kitson?
Would have still been there. Yeah.
What about any of your games watching the CCBC Essex?
Yeah.
Sonny Askew.
Losses for Sonny?
You don't come back on Sonny Askew. If you knew anything about Highland Town, Bone, you know that's a stupid question.
I've asked worse.
You'd ask the great Johan Cruyff, one of the five greatest players in the history of the game. Ask him what it was like to practice against Sonny Askew with the Washington Diplomats.
DC Diplomats, Bone.
Let's grab a couple more. Joe is an arbutus. Joe, you're on the fence.
Left him speechless.
Yeah, I know.
Doing, guys? My biggest disappointment in Baltimore sports history was Christmas Eve, 1977, when they lost to the Raiders in double overtime.
Mm-hmm. Goes to the post.
Goes to the post.
Yep. That game broke my heart. I still think about it today. I got many of the Ravens, of course, the AFC Championship game the year before last, and last year's Buffalo. Many Ravens games. I love the Ravens. The Orioles, I've got some many disappointments with them, too. But that Colt game is my biggest disappointment in Baltimore sports history.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the call.
My dad was at that game. I was not because he told me there was a minimum age requirement to go to football games because of the violence. And, of course, it's as a 6-year-old, I believed him.
Yeah, I was 3.
Yeah,
so I was not at that one.
Yeah. I started going the next year, and they never went to the playoffs again. So they might have
I started
been
going in 79, and they were no bueno.
No good. And Burt Jones gets hurt in the preseason, and the whole thing goes sideways. And next thing you know, they're in Indianapolis. Alas. Coming up next, back to the Orioles. What a loss last night. That was fun, but
epic.
All the young dudes, and it's time for this team to get younger because they should be trading some of these veterans. Take a look at the way the Orioles should be handling the trade deadline next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.